From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is City Hall Hustle. I'm your host, Wells Dunbar. What's 14 million bucks between friends? Grounds for argument, if the Austin City Council is any indication. On Tuesday, the council wrangled with how to spend a $14 million mid-year budget surplus, the result of higher-than-expected sales tax and development revenues. The day's big winner? Affordable housing initiatives, which were earmarked for $10 million. In light of Austin voters' surprising rejection of $78 million in affordable housing bonds last November, Councilmember Kathy Tovo called for the city to step up its spending.
You know, we're looking at some very, very significant gaps in these programs and in the need to support seniors who need to stay in their homes, the creation of affordable housing. We've got a lot of great entities in our community who are able and willing to work on these and can leverage our dollars, and so it's a great return on our investment.
For Mayor Lee Leffingwell, it wasn't a question of how to spend the surplus, but whether the city should be spending the surplus in the first place.
To the list, because I know I'm going to vote against it with great regret. I just can't vote for it. I won't be able to support it. Just basically a ditto situation.
We'll call for a vote. So I can again vote no. All in favor say aye.
In all, Leffingwell voted against all but two of the spending items. Mayor Pro Tem Cheryl Cole also tried to set aside surplus funds. She wanted to reserve $4 million to lower city property taxes by half a cent in 2014. But her proposal didn't really go anywhere.
I am highly disappointed that we have taken and spent $14 million and not have reserved any sums of money for property tax reliefs or any other contingencies.
By the time council had finished, her tax relief fund dwindled to just $500,000, and so had most council members' patience. Leffingwell was the only one to vote against the entire spending package.
This is my official prediction. This is going to be a year when we're going to be struggling to find the funds that we need.
We won't have to wait long to find out. Council kicks off fiscal year 2014 planning April 18th. I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and you're listening to City Hall Hustle. Between Tuesday's budget brawl and Thursday's regular session, it's a busy week at City Hall. So joining me to make sense of it all is Mike Kanan with City Hall newsletter In Fact Daily. Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, it's good to be back.
In your reporting on the budget surplus, you basically divided the council into two camps, those that wanted to spend the surplus on programs like affordable housing and those that wanted to conserve as much of that money as possible.
Yeah, that's about right. At the start, it looked as though Mayor Leffingwell and Mayor Pro Tem Cole were chiefly interested in trying to get some kind of conservation out of the whole day. Mayor Pro Tem Cole, in fact, was looking specifically for some sort of tax relief. At the beginning of the whole event, she pitched $4 million in that direction, and it just didn't happen. I think council members Tovo and Morrison were able to get in there with $10 million for affordable housing, which was a big deal, and I think it was the vote on that was ultimately 6-1, with the mayor, only the mayor, voting against. So it was clearly a priority that everybody was on the same page about, but it also blocked any sort of tax relief or meaningful conservation. And that's they ended up conserving about $500,000, but really it sort of pales in comparison to $14 million.
So affordable housing was the big winner Tuesday, but what happens next? There are several affordable housing initiatives on this Thursday's council agenda, and I imagine some of that $10 million may go towards those projects.
You imagine right. I think there's seven projects that are listed on the agenda. There's some complicated math behind how this all works, but really what has to happen is the city has to show local interest in these projects for them to get the sort of marks from the state that they need to get the federal money, if you can follow me. And so basically the city's going to look to appropriate that level of money from the money that they appropriated on Tuesday, and they'll spend that on some of those projects. We're not sure which ones are going to win yet. We'll probably not get more than two. We may not get any. Most likely outcome, however, is that we get one, and the highest scoring among those is a project, Foundation Communities project, I believe, on South Lamar.
And also on Thursday's agenda is an item calling for an independent governing board for Austin Energy. Council also discussed this a little bit earlier in the week, and it sounds like, yet again, the battle lines are drawn.
Indeed. Austin Energy is always an exciting topic for those of us who hang around City Hall. There's some feeling that political pressure played too much of a role and has played too much of a role in the day-to-day, in the operations of Austin Energy. Specifically this time with the rate case, that's an awfully tough thing to decide when you're, you know, running for re-election. And so there's some feeling around City Hall that maybe we should divorce the board, the board that runs Austin Energy from politics of the day. Now, there is concern, and in fact, there was a meeting on Wednesday at 12:30, a press conference hosted by a number of groups who are pretty concerned that this sort of board setup will remove any sort of accountability from the people that are making key decisions about Austin Energy. And there's some support for that idea, specifically from, I believe, council members Morrison and Tovo. But if I were counting votes, and now remember we can't do that anymore, but if I were counting votes, I would say this one looks like it's going to pass.
I saw you note in InFact Daily that one of the interesting aspects of this proposal is that this is the first time we've seen a call for the Austin Energy Board where this new board would go about a lot of the day-to-day operations, but the city council would still retain most of the decision-making authority it currently has. It almost raises the question, well, why bother doing it?
And that's exactly right, and it's a good question. The mayor suggested that the resolution that he, Councilmember Spellman, and Mayor Pro Tem Cole constructed was based on the electric utilities four separate recommendations for the electric utility commission, which is true. But one of the major pieces that the electric utility commission had recommended was that the board, however it's composed, maintain authority over rate making. And in this proposal, the proposal coming before council on Thursday, the council, if all goes forward, seems like it would retain that power.
Mike Kanan is a reporter with InFact Daily and regular contributor to the Austin Chronicle. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Hey, it's been a blast. Thank you.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle.